Hello, and welcome to the Future Rich Podcast Instagram Live that we do now on Wednesdays. That is topic specific. So tonight we are going to talk about how to plan for your retirement if you're a freelancer. We get a lot of questions about what to do about planning for retirement as a freelancer, because as a freelancer, you don't have the benefit of a 401k, a 403b, 457. So this is for all the freelancers out there. So we've already talked about a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. Both of those are options as a freelancer. I would say the downside of having to do it yourself as a freelancer, right? Because you're then essentially a sole proprietor or small business owner, depending on the structure and depending what you're doing for freelance work. So you can do the traditional IRA and you can do the Roth IRA. We have a guide for the Roth IRA already up on our website. We're putting a guide up for the traditional IRA. The downside of those as compared to when you work for a company or a government is the contribution limit's only $6,000. So that could be hard because it's really most often isn't, you're not saving enough if you're doing $6,000 a year. So the other options that are great alternatives for freelancers to do it themselves or small business owners, depending on what category you fall into, would be a simple IRA, which stands for a savings incentive match plan for employees of small employers. So the simple IRA is the first option for a freelancer, a small business owner. And then the second one is a SEP IRA. Now, the key here is you're noticing all the words end in IRA. So we've already talked about the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA. And so these are somewhat similar to the IRAs, except they're meant for small businesses and self-employed persons. And the SEP IRA stands for a simplified employer pension. So we're going to take the Roth and traditional out of it. That's always an option if you're a freelancer or you're a small business owner. But what I want to talk about tonight is kind of what the key differences are for the simple IRA versus the SEP IRA. Those are the two main options if you're going to do it yourself. So let's start with the simple. The simple makes the most sense if you have, I think, if you have employees. And the reason why is because as the employer, you have employees, so then therefore you're the employer. And so as the employer, you have less of an obligation for contributing to your employees, which might sound bad when I say it, but once I go through it, I think you'll realize it just means it's more cost efficient for the employer. So for instance, I own my own business, so I'm the employee and the employer. And that's what, if you're a freelancer and you have a small business doing whatever the work is that you do, the simple might make the most sense because the obligation is less for the employer. The simple IRA, and you have to have less than 100 employees, the simple IRA allows for $13,500 as the contribution amount for the employee. And you can do a catch-up if you're over 50 of $3,000. That brings you to $16,500 if you're over 50. Under 50 is $13,500. The advantages of a simple IRA is it's easy and affordable to set up. Sometimes we get the question, well, can I just do my own 401k? That is an option, but it's not that cost effective. So this is easy to set up. It's affordable in terms of cost. It also doesn't require an annual financial report. I don't know if anyone out there likes to file annual financial reports, but you don't have to file one when you set up a simple, which is also very attractive. So less paperwork. It's all pre-tax dollars. And if you match as the employer, as the owner, that's also pre-tax. It operates on a calendar year basis. And the nice thing is you can open it as late as October for the existing calendar year. I think a big difference with the simple IRA is your money has to be in there for 2 years. You can't take anything out. Otherwise, there's a 25% penalty. So the key rule with the simple IRA is you want to leave the monies in there for 2 years. After that, it's the same rules as an IRA under 59 and a half is 10%. not including that two-year rule. You can't take any loans from a simple IRA. That's the big difference between that and like a 401k. And you need to cover your employees. And that's why I was saying, I think this one works really well if you have employees. There's two options. You can do a 2% non-elective contribution. Non-elective meaning that you automatically put 2% in for your employees, even if they don't contribute. And then the other option is to do a 3% match dollar for dollar, but the employees have to contribute. So if you're a business owner, if they're not contributing, they don't get anything. If they do contribute, you contribute up to 3%. And that's also pre-tax. So that's the kind of high level on a simple IRA. So I think it works really well when you have employees because the onus on the owner or the employer is less. You're either doing a 2% non-elective contribution or a 3% contribution, you know, dollar for up to 3% dollar for dollar for whatever the employee contributes. You're allowed to put $13,500 away, and it's easy and affordable to set up. The other option would be a SEP IRA. I think SEP IRAs work better if it's a solo, so freelancer, and you have nobody working with you. So you're just like a sole proprietor for the most part. Just get a 1099 and it's just you. I think the SEP IRA works great. Once again, you see the word IRA in there. Rules work similar to IRAs. It's pre-tax. It has a lot, you can put a lot of money away with the SEP. So this is really great if it's just you and you have good earnings. You can put up to 25% of compensation and no more than $58,000. So huge limit, right? So we just talked about the simple IRA is $13,500. Traditional and Roth is $6,000. And if, you know, had you been employed with an employer corporation, it's $19,500. The SEP is great because you could put up to $58,000 into it if you qualify for that. SEP is also pretty easy to set up. Not a lot of reporting on it. The reason it's not great if you have a lot of employees, let's say you have two or three employees, you have to then do the same amount for your employees that you do for yourself. So that's a pretty big obligation in terms of what you're going to be funding for their retirement. If you do it for yourself, you're most likely going to have to do it for your employees. So everyone's contribution has to be percentage-wise the same. So a big obligation with employees for the SEP, but really great if you're a solo person. They also have this rule. It's the 3 out of 5 eligibility rule. Basically, you can exclude some people from the SEP, but not really. They have this 3 out of 5 eligibility rule that really means that if you have employees, most likely you're going to need to be contributing on their behalf the same percentage you're contributing on your behalf. So I think the SEP IRA really works well if you don't have a lot of employees, or maybe you just have a partner and you guys are both 50-50, and then you could each do the same percentage and it works out. So those are the two main options that I usually like to talk about if you are a freelancer or a very small, you know, business owner. Like for instance, I have two employees, so we use the simple IRA because that works best for us. I do an employee match of the 3% dollar for dollar. The SEP IRA would be hard because the obligation on the business owner is that you have to match it. So the simple IRA keeps it simple. We all get 3% if you contribute. So that makes it really easy. Do we have any questions on, so to summarize, freelancers, the easiest and quickest option is going to be a Roth IRA, a traditional IRA, but the limitations are low, which is 6,000. And next up, if depending on your structure, would be either a simple IRA or a SEP IRA. I think the SEP IRAs work best when you have no employees or maybe just a partner. And the simple IRA works really well if you have one or two, maybe even three employees, and then you can all participate. In terms of both of them, really easy and affordable to set up. Not a lot of risk if you have employees, not a lot of risk as a business owner. And if you don't, the SEP IRA is great because you could dump a lot of money in there and kind of, you know, if you have a good year with your business, with your freelance business, you can really stock away a lot of money into that pre-tax SEP IRA and lower your taxable income. So that is all I have for you guys tonight for freelancers retirement planning. If anyone else has questions, I'm happy to answer them. If not, I'll let you all go back and enjoy your Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully people are having some drinks tonight to celebrate. Oh, we got a question. It's a great question. I guess I never thought about that. So the question is this strictly for freelancers or for small business owners, or are you able to explore something like this even if your current employer has a retirement plan? If your current employer has a retirement plan, that is going to be your best option. This is meant for those that have self-employment income, whether that's, you know, a 1099 or an S-Corp or LLC, sole proprietor. It's really meant for those entities and not meant to be set up outside of a work plan. That's a great question though. So not meant to supplement a 401k. All right, good. Got thumbs up for that one. So yeah, hopefully that, oh, podcast and Prosecco, welcome. Oh, we got some more people. So just to summarize, for freelancers, when you own your own business or you're a sole proprietor, the two other options outside of either a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA are going to be the simple IRA, which I think works best if you have a couple of employees, or the SEP IRA, which I believe works best if it's just you and maybe a partner, an equity partner, because the SEP IRA has an obligation that you have a similar contribution amount percentage-wise for everybody, and the simple doesn't have as big of an obligation. The really attractive part about the SEP IRA is that you can, as I said, do up to 25% of compensation. The max for the year is $58,000. So you can really sock away a lot of money in a SEP IRA, which is great. But as we just had that last question, it is not meant to be set up to supplement a 401k or 457 or 403b. This is really meant for those individuals that are sole proprietors, LLC, S-Corp. It's meant for small businesses and those freelancers out there. Right now, there's a big freelance market. So I think it's important to know what the options are for saving for retirement, because the hard part about running a business or being a freelancer is you pay everybody first. So this is a great way to make sure you're setting aside money for your own retirement. So we'll wrap it up with that. Thank you all for listening. We are working on building out the different fact sheets on the Wednesday night. So we already have the Roth IRA up. We're working on the traditional IRA download, and we'll be doing one giving the highlights of the simple IRA and the SEP IRA. And if you can't wait to get the download, the IRS has a great PDF that you can get on the IRS website, which is IRS. And they kind of explain all the different breakdowns between simple, SEP, and different plans. Great question. What if you are fully employed and have a 401k and have a side hustle? Then yes, you can, because you have additional income from the side hustle. So you could set up a SEP for the side hustle. You have to have income on that. And then you can do up to 25% of compensation. And it's not like a straight, I would have your accountant do it. It's not a straight, not just this is what I made, it's 25%. It's a little bit, there's a few more line items there on the calculation, but you can have your accountant figure out the 25% of the compensation. It's usually self-employment income that's eligible, and then that can go into the SEP. But yeah, if you have, right, you're working two jobs, then if you have your regular day job and then you have a business, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to do the SEP IRA if you have the income to support it. So that's a great question. I would definitely confirm with your accountant, but you should be able to do it with the self-employment income. And then we'll be working on a download for this to kind of go over the highlights of the SEP IRA and the simple IRA. But as I said, the IRS has a great guide on it on their website. I know a lot of people don't like to go to the IRS website, but there's a lot of information on the IRS website. And some of the stuff is more easy to read than the others. But for your question specifically with the SEP IRA, all the documents are on their website. You can download the forms to establish it, and it has all the rules and regulations right on it. I always just think it's good to run it by an accountant, because hopefully you have an accountant, and then they can tell you what you would be eligible for based on your side hustle. And then you have to file the forms anyway. But if you have an accountant, they'll file the SEP forms for you. Makes it a little easier. So yeah, thank you all for joining. We'll be back next Wednesday. if there is a specific topic that you would like to hear about, I know the Roth is probably like our the fan favorite, but we're going to be doing various topics every Wednesday. So if there's a topic you'd like to hear about or learn more about, send us a DM or write into our website, and then we'll get it all prepared for you guys. So hope you have a great rest of your Cinco de Mayo, and we'll see you next week.